This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're kicking off the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
So, in other news, of course, you're welcome to bring up anything you want. Simi Valley customers could be targeted by businesses if they don't wear face masks. According to CBS in Los Angeles, Simi Valley businesses whose customers refuse to wear a face mask can now call the police for help in removing those persons from their property. Face masks.
You could always call police for help in removing anybody from your property that you didn't want there, regardless of reason.
You're referring to no trespass laws.
Well, yeah, telling somebody to leave, if you tell them to leave and they won't leave, then, yeah, they're trespassing and you can have them removed.
Face masks are required by the state in order to comply with business reopening guidelines to reduce the spread, they say, of COVID-19. However, quote, businesses in Simi Valley who encounter individuals who will not adhere to store policies requiring face coverings may report those individuals for removal by contacting the Simi Valley Police Department, according to the city spokesbureaucrat Samantha Argbright. California requires face coverings in several high-risk situations, such as being inside or in line to enter.
Being inside, that's so terrifying.
I love how they say that's high risk. Yeah. Okay, I mean, I understand maybe if, like, you know somebody's infected and, I don't know, and they're aging or something like that, then high risk, I understand. But, like, just being inside, I don't know about that. I don't know if that's high risk.
Or in line to enter any indoor public spaces, in healthcare settings, waiting or riding on public transportation or a rideshare service, or working with the public, or any space visited by members of the public, or where food is prepared. So pretty much everywhere. Masks are also required outside when a physical distance of 6 feet cannot be maintained from other people. So actually, Massachusetts is now worse than California. Because Massachusetts, as of, I think, yesterday, has now mandated that anyone outdoors has to wear masks, even if they are farther than 6 feet away.
Hold on, so I don't know how true this is, but I've heard that they now have a 10 p.m. curfew. I think it was in Mass. Has anybody else heard of this?
That's correct.
Yeah, because viruses are night
what
owls.
On earth?
You know?
It's called an advisory. It's called an advisory.
Oh, so you're advised.
You
were both talking at the same time.
Sorry. What happens when I violate this advisory? Do they throw me in jail?
Well, that's a good question, and it's not real clear. The way the government's language is mixed, it's mixed with terms like advisory, but also curfew. It's mixed with terms essentially they sound like mandates, but they're also guidance. They're requirements, but they're not. And it's like, what does it actually mean?
And then they mix it up with lies and make it all taste good.
Yeah, it's all very hard to follow. City officials say they want to give business owners the option so they and their other customers will feel safe while shopping. If a police officer is called, the officer will escort.
I would not feel safe while shopping there. Maybe they should let people make their own choices, and then everybody can go where they feel safe.
So this, apparently, nobody, is some sort of middle ground between a trespass and nothing whatsoever. So, you know, as you're pointing out, yes, if somebody's on your property and you tell them to leave and they don't, then you can call the police and they will trespass them. They'll possibly arrest them for that. Here it says if a police officer is called by the business for somebody not wearing a mask, the officer is instructed to escort the unwilling customer off the property without issuing them a citation.
Oh, okay. So it's less than trespass.
Correct.
Okay.
So, interesting. At least that's what they're saying.
I guess that's better.
The deputy city manager says this, quote, as you would with anyone who would be belligerent or difficult inside your store, certainly we don't want to have to arrest people, and we certainly don't want to have to escort people from businesses, but obviously the police will do what they have within their powers to do to ensure they have a safe environment and that businesses and customers feel comfortable.
And to make sure that those of us who are not masky never feel safe and never feel comfortable.
Yeah, who was it that was saying today that they felt like, was it one of our callers? Yeah, it was Gene, the Christian Anarchist, I think. He said he feels like he's in the Matrix and that at any moment any one of these customers will turn into Agent Smith or one of the agents. It is creepy, man, being around all those people with masks on. It's very
really
inhuman.
Is.
It's very strange. It's a very strange feeling because, you know, as a human, being able to see other people's faces and seeing people smile at you is a reassurance that you're in a place with people who are good people who, you know, are, you know, you don't know them, right? But they're smiling, and that's a good feeling. It's something that at some internal level that we all look for or that we all feel good about. And by taking away people's faces from them, you take away that silent communication that is so beneficial to having a polite society.
Mm-hmm. Grateful Dead warned us that steal our faces right off our heads.
It does feel like kind of omniscient of
omniscience. No, well, I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
You're not trying to say omniscience.
What's the word? What are you trying to communicate?
Like just very bizarre. A feeling like there's somebody in power and controlling everything, I think, is kind of the word I'm looking for. But anyway, so it's just so weird when I'm in a store and every single person is wearing a mask, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't feel weird, I think, if some people weren't wearing masks.
Yeah.
But the fact that every single person...
It's worse than it has been.
Yeah, yeah. And I've only encountered that, I think, once, probably, but...
You've only encountered it where it's every single person?
I've only encountered it once where I walked into a store where every single
person... That's how it is almost all the time now.
I see it. I've seen it.
It's rare that there's one other person. Every now and then, there's one other guy that's walking
around. I think it depends on the store, too. There's definitely stores I've been into where not everybody's been wearing a mask, but most people have been wearing masks. But there's still that one person you'll bump into in the store that isn't wearing a mask also has been my experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I've been in stores where not a single person wasn't wearing a mask, that's what's so creepy.
Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Is this Dave Ridley?
Oh, yeah.
So this is something that we're going to disagree about, Dave. I saw you on a recent episode. I know you were calling in for some other reason, but since we're talking about masks, you do RidleyReport.com. You do a lot of great pro-liberty broadcasting on YouTube and reporting on various news. And as you've been confronting politicians outside the Winchester, New Hampshire City Hall or Town Hall, you have been masked up, and you had a little editorial piece the other day, I think it was sometime last week, where you said you thought that libertarians should be wearing masks more often than the government requires. Is that still your belief?
What's your thought?
Well,
why? What's the opinion on that?
I don't want to say necessarily for sure what other people should do, but I think there's a case to be made for outperforming the bureaucrats when it comes to being safer than them and being better fighters.
Why is being safe being better?
If you're not sick, why would a mask make you safer?
Well, I'm not claiming to know a great deal about the science, and that's the whole point. I don't know.
Well, then why would you go all in on something you don't know much about?
Because it is, I guess you could call it an innocent until proven guilty approach. The government is innocent of lying about masks until proven guilty.
But you know, government's
been paying attention. They've been proving guilty every single year.
Yeah.
Every single thing they say.
Why would you believe them about this?
Well, because I believe the scientists who are not affiliated with the government.
Yeah.
Like,
but there's a ton of scientists
am I allowed to answer any of
these absolutely. But there's a ton of scientists who have spoken out against these scientists that you're talking about. So, I mean, as you know, science doesn't agree.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm playing it safe. Wearing a mask is not going to hurt anyone else, so I'm wearing a mask.
Yeah, I'm kind of with him on the I wish there was a little bit more pushback within the community in regards to everybody wearing a mask, just because I don't think there is one right answer. My objection has always been the government basically forcing stuff down our throats.
All right, hang on, Dave. We'll bring you back here. I know you were calling about something else, but the toll free number is, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think you should trust any scientist that's getting a government paycheck. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Korpchak, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them the beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin tops 13,000 and breaks its own record for consecutive days above 10,000. Satoshi Nakamoto, if alive, enters the top 200 world's wealthiest people. DC, International Monetary Fund Manager, warns of major financial reset imminent. PayPal begins selling and accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes mainstream. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. You dial in toll free and bring up what you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms at discord.lrn. Oops. Damn it. I'm saying the Discord thing again. We don't have Discord anymore. They are long gone.
No hail Discordia.
Yeah. I was doing pretty good, but no, we have Matrix, and you can call in on that, and it sounds just as good as Discord did. You can go to our Matrix chat server at chat.lrn.fm, and you can get signed up there. It's Ian, Chris, and nobody in the studio. By the way, I want to thank Bitcoin.com for being a longtime sponsor here on Free Talk Live. We're going to be talking more, I think, about what's going on with Bitcoin Cash coming up here in the next 9 days, because there's a big schism that is likely to happen with Bitcoin Cash, and you're going to need to know what to do about that. This is one of those things that happens from time to time in the world of cryptocurrency, where one crypto will all of a sudden become two cryptos, and we can tell you more about that as time goes on. But for right now, go and learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash over at Bitcoin.com. You can also follow the latest news headlines on their news site, which is news.bitcoin.com. And we go to Dave Ridley. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, what was on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so I have a Rebel of the Week award, a New Hampshire Rebel of the Week award to award to somebody. You may have already heard about this, and just stop me if you have, and I'll talk about something else. But I think this is from MSN.com or something. It says, quote, a New Hampshire woman accused of drug possession and stalking brazenly pretended to be a prosecutor and dropped her own charges, unquote.
Nice.
Yeah, I heard the headline, but I don't think we covered it on the air here on Free Talk Live. So how did she do this? Did she cook up some paperwork that looked really official and send it to the jail or something? What happened?
Yeah, so apparently she got into the court's electronic system. It says that she got,
really?
That's what it said, to file documents that would help drop the charges in three separate cases, according to the union leader. Okay, so I think it's
so she hacked
the union leader.
She hacked into the government's systems?
Well, it doesn't make clear in the article whether she hacked in remotely or whether she was just sitting there. You know, like in federal court in New Hampshire, they have these computers you can walk up to. Maybe she was at a computer like that.
It would be funny if she just faxed over, like, the documents and they added it to the system. And I wouldn't put it past the government to do something like that.
There have been stories like that. I don't know if it was
New
Hampshire.
That's not abnormal for them to use fax machines
still. Yes, yeah, there was a story, and I don't remember where it happened, but somebody was in jail and they got a fax from a judge that said that this person was ordered to be released, and it wasn't the judge who actually faxed that. It was somebody, you know, one of their associates or something like that who did that. And they actually did release the person
did
until
they?
Later on. Then they found out that, whoops, they weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, I remember sitting in a jail cell one time, and you could, from where I was, it was in the basement of one of the court buildings, and from where I was, I could look through a window, and I could see the password to the computer on a sticky note on the side of the monitor.
I love that stuff.
So you just need to communicate that password to somebody outside the prison, and boom, you're released.
Yeah, except...
probably not that easy.
I don't think that machine had that ability.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it had the right permissions for it.
All right, Dave, anything else you want to share tonight?
Not at all.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from
Dave,
you.
Dave, I did want to say that, you know, you have every right to dress whatever way makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
You guys sound like you're saying it's okay to be trans.
Well, that's true too. It is okay.
Oh no, I'm not saying that it's not okay to be trans.
Anything wrong with
I'm
that.
Just saying it's that's what it sounds like.
Dave is not trans that we know
no.
of.
That we I'm know aware of anyway. Yeah, either,
and maybe he's got lipstick on under that mask now. I don't know. So
I don't think wearing lipstick makes you trans.
Yeah, I don't think
no.
Either.
I mean, it's part of it, right? Like, I mean, if you're wearing lipstick, you're more likely to be trans. I mean, I don't see a lot of straight guys.
I guess it would be part of being trans, but I don't know that lipstick.
I don't see a lot of non-trans or cis or whatever straight guys wearing lipstick. Do you?
I mean,
unless it's a Halloween costume.
I mean, maybe a Halloween
costume.
Yeah,
I grew up in Ann Arbor. I've seen everything twice.
I could see that being a fad with guys. I mean, they like guys wear earrings now. Like, I mean, and not just like, you know,
not just the gay guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly.
Well, even in the 80s, it was like if you had your left ear pierced, you were straight. If you had your right ear pierced, you were gay. And if you had your, I don't know, if people with bi people generally had both ears pierced.
I don't know.
So can you imagine being a manager or, you know, owner of a business and actually calling the police on one of your customers for not wearing a mask? That's what they're talking about in California, where Susan Cooper, manager at Dr. Conkey's Candy and Coffee, says she's had to ask a few customers to put on a mask, but she hasn't had a major problem. Cooper is glad she'll have the option to call police because she expects to see more shoppers coming into her store during the holidays. She says, quote, helpful for them to take it down a notch and help the situation instead of us having to do that. Because, oh yeah, it's always taking it down a notch when you call the police. That's doesn't ever cause any problems with escalation of conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, I can certainly, I wouldn't choose the police. I can certainly, if somebody refused to leave my place of business for any reason, I can certainly see getting help to remove him.
Mm-hmm.
I would not get that help from the police. That's just way too, it's a very unpredictable weapon.
They're dangerous.
Yeah.
Just like you pull the fire alarm, you don't know if the firemen are going to show up and destroy the place as they put out the fire, or just put out the fire, right?
Yeah.
You don't know. The police, of course, they may shoot your dog, they may shoot your employees, they may just, kill your customer. I mean, that could happen.
Cops are like a box of chocolates. They'll kill your dog.
It's so amazing that, like, just to think as, like, a business owner that you would be kicking, you'd want to kick out paying customers.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like.
It's sick.
Put some stuff
oh, there's,
up.
There's things I've thrown some paying customers out of my business. I've thrown them out of my cab. I've thrown them out of my house when I was selling weed. You irritate me and you're gone.
There's no doubt there's crazy customers that I would understand doing it. But, like, if they're good paying customers and the only thing they won't do is put a mask on, it's like, wear better, more protective gear. You know, put up more stuff to keep your business going, because, like, businesses are going under, right? Like, why
is an idea?
Thrown somebody out of a business for refusing to take a mask off.
Here's an idea. Why don't you let your other customers stay away from that person? You know, if they're so afraid, then just, there's a guy over there. He doesn't have a mask on.
Yeah,
you don't have to get close to him.
You're not looking at it. You're looking at it from a perspective, from your perspective as opposed to the other side's perspective.
The perspective of fear. I'm not looking at it from that perspective.
So from that perspective, like, it still, to me, would make more sense to behave differently than calling the police on somebody.
I'm not saying call the police on somebody.
It seems like it's contradictory to your own interests.
I am not saying call the police on somebody. I'm saying let your other customers decide how to handle the situation. If they're afraid of somebody without a mask on, let them stay away from that person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Maybe the person operating the business is scared. Some people are.
That's true.
I'm not presuming is the case, because otherwise it wouldn't make any sense.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got time for you if you want to join us here. Got some big news in the area of psychedelic mushrooms, psilocybin therapy, four times more effective than antidepressants. We'll tell you coming up.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says if President Trump loses the presidential election, there will be a peaceful transition of power. On CNBC, Kudlow says the president will follow the rules when it comes time to accept the loss.
This is a great country. This is the greatest democracy in the world, and we abide by the rule of law, and so will this president.
President Trump also says Joe Biden should not wrongfully claim the office of the president. On Twitter, the president saying legal proceedings are just beginning. Biden is closing in on earning the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. Several key battleground states have yet to be called. The Democratic nominee and the vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris, scheduled to speak later tonight in Delaware. USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has a lead of just over 15,000 votes in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. As the ballots continue to be counted in the Keystone State, Pennsylvania State Senator Jake Corman believes no matter who wins, based on how long things are taking, someone will not be happy in the state.
You know, by changing the rules, as this Secretary of State has done, and a vice sense the governor, you know, it's unfortunate because what we wanted was a result that everyone could believe in, no matter whether it was President Trump or whether it was Joe Biden. They've done such a great disservice by all their shenanigans through this process that even if, say, Joe Biden hypothetically was the winner, half the population here in Pennsylvania is not going to believe it. And that's the saddest result we could have had.
Stimulus talks are picking up as lawmakers are preparing to return to Capitol Hill next week. The Republican-led Senate wanting a smaller, more focused relief bill, while the House wants to go big. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can download archives there that go back all the way to 2006. So that's a lot of shows that you could listen to in theory, probably more than you possibly could actually listen to in any decent amount of time. But they're all free, so enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
So we're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts, but then coming up, the latest on psilocybin, the active chemical in psychedelic mushrooms. Turns out there's some more studies that have been done, and there's a new one looking at psilocybin-assisted psychotherapy to treat major depression. And
isn't it neat how it turns out that all the drugs that they were fighting the war on drugs against are actually better than Big Pharma's solutions for something. Mm-hmm. It's almost like they just have the government protecting their turf against superior competitors.
It sure does seem that way, and we'll talk more about it here. It's interesting, the more we learn about the illegal drugs out there, the more, you know, we find out they're actually beneficial. And this is following in the footsteps of Oregon that actually voted this week to not only decriminalize small amounts of all drugs for personal use, a la Portugal, what Portugal did back in the year, I think, 2000, but also Oregon voters also legalized psilocybic mushrooms for therapeutic purposes, which is exactly what we're going to discuss here. But first, we go to Vernon in Louisiana, listening online. Go ahead, Vernon.
So I listen all the time, and I, you know, not 100% like other people, but I do listen a lot. And I feel like the show might be turning into Mask Talk Live, and I wanted to remind myself why a lot, why you all talk about it so much, and why it's so...
We talked about it once tonight.
Yeah, it is a lot, though.
You do talk about it a lot, and it seems to really bother you all.
Yeah, it bothers the crap out of me.
I'm actually kind of sick of it.
Well, exactly. That's why I'm trying to call it. So the biggest thing I wanted to ask, I just wanted to remind myself of why you all are so against it. If a private business, is enforcing them, you know, the customer wearing a mask, you all do not like that because the government is who initiated that, correct?
For me, yes. Yeah, absolutely. The government is definitely forcing private businesses to set policies that they otherwise might not set.
You know, I think there's a distinguish, though, between your perspective on it and my perspective. I'm just concerned about the government enforcing this and or forcing businesses to enforce this. I think you're concerned about that and just the mask in general.
Well, I mean, I'm generally against the idea of masks because I think it dehumanizes people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, from that perspective, yeah, I think it's very concerning. But from a business perspective, obviously you can set whatever rules you want for your business, but what's not clear during this situation is which businesses would have set these rules if they weren't being coerced.
Absolutely.
And that's what's infuriating to me is if some businesses wanted to demand that everybody wear masks, that would be absolutely fine with me, so long as those that didn't feel that way were free to welcome me.
Definitely.
But this reminds me of when they decided that smokers weren't human anymore and we didn't get to go to restaurants. And basically, it's kind of like a divorce where your wife says, well, we're breaking up and I think I've got a very fair division of property for us. I get everything and you get nothing.
And thank you all for clarifying that. And maybe I and other listeners need to start calling in and changing the topic.
Yeah,
we have
definitely.
That freedom on
please.
The show.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't like talking about masks, then you probably shouldn't call in and ask about masks.
Well,
I'm just saying.
That's kind of funny.
I had to remind myself again why you all were so against it. Hey, thank you. Have a good night.
So wait. Okay.
Yeah, peace.
I guess that's all. I
think he was trying to provide feedback. Is what he was doing.
Yeah.
I don't think it was terrible.
I'm bored of the mask thing. I'm bored of everything.
I mean. I'd rather talk about other things, but they literally keep shoving this down our throats and literally in our faces.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
Some truth to that.
Yeah. It's not getting better. It's getting worse. Massachusetts just mandated masks outdoors, even if you're far away from people.
Mm. Well, maybe the Democrats will chill out when the election's
over. What's the evidence for that? This is coming from a lot of Democrats.
Biden
has proposed a national mask mandate.
They wanted to shut down the economy to make people miserable with Trump in office. Maybe if they get Trump out of office, they'll chill out.
The one thing I see that's positive.
Or maybe we'll go to war. That'll relieve my boredom.
The one thing I see as positive about this is it's forcing people who are not a pro-state to migrate to New Hampshire. Like, that's the one pro thing. Like people are using this. I mean, they're out of work already anyway. These are either businesses have been shut down or their jobs they've lost their jobs. So they have no more excuse not to move to New Hampshire, right? They had excuses before. But people don't have any excuse anymore. And they are looking to move. And people are coming to New Hampshire and they are visiting and they are moving, in fact. And next week we're going to have half a dozen people probably come to Keene just to check it out and tour New Hampshire to see if they're, if they can make it work for them.
Excellent. Nick Shankin, who we had on as a guest during Forkfest,
that's another good example.
He's looking to make a move up here.
Right.
He lives in Philly, and and he's a gay guy in like the gay section of Philly, right? Like he lives among a bunch of liberals, and these were his friends who are now no longer his friends. His friends, so-called friends, have turned on him because he doesn't want to wear a mask.
Yeah,
you know,
he's not the only one that I've heard this happen to, and just like I know Bob has some friends who are certainly not in agreement with him, and he feels like he doesn't have any friends anymore.
He's a pariah.
Yeah, he's a pariah, and it's and it's not like he's not the only one. I've also heard this from at least a dozen other people, if not more, and a lot of them are, this is the reason they were going to come to New Hampshire.
Exactly. So look, I mean, I would love to talk about other things, but this is something that is affecting a lot of people's lives right now. I understand there's supposedly some rural areas where this isn't a problem, where you can go into bars and no one's wearing a mask, and you can go to convenience stores and no one's wearing a mask. But here in New Hampshire and in a lot of states, there are a lot of rules that have been shoved down people's throats. You've got cities like Nashua, New Hampshire now, where in the business they're being told you are not to serve a person who is wearing, or is rather not wearing, a mask, meaning if you want to get groceries, if you want to feed yourself, you either have to leave the city limits or you have to put on this mask and possibly put your health in danger by putting a mask on.
New Hampshire is kind of interesting because it's not like this is kind of going city by city in New Hampshire because there hasn't been a statewide.
There is a statewide requirement. If you have an event of over 100 people, they are demanding that it have masks.
But then they curtailed some of that too, so it's not what it was. So it's very bizarre. It's very like a lot of the city ordinances, like the
city ordinances,
so
are more harsh.
You're talking about a very harsh city ordinance in Nashua, which we don't have in Keene. And it's even less bad in some other areas of New Hampshire.
Yeah,
so
some don't have any ordinance.
And that's the thing. Like in some respects, it's like. It's easy to attack the cities and the state, but at the same time, it's like thinking about like what's happening surrounding New Hampshire, like in Mass, it's even worse. And
or California, where the governor where they're telling people in California that if you want to have Thanksgiving dinner, you have to have it outdoors. You can only have three households get together. And the three household members have to be separated from one another by at least 6 feet on all sides, so a 6-foot radius around each party or whatever. That they're only allowed to go indoors to go to the bathroom. The bathroom must be sanitized frequently. I mean, I'm just remembering these from off the top of my head. It's crazy. You have to use disposable dishes. The whole thing is absolutely insane. They're telling people they have to lower their mask while they eat or like when they're putting food in their mouth and then raise the mask again after that. The level of micromanagement that is going on over people's lives, how somebody could just dismiss this as no problem is, I don't know if that's what Vernon was saying. Maybe he's just tired of it.
No, he's just tired of it.
And I am too. I am too, but they're not. They just keep on coming with these rules.
He's hearing about it, whether or not it's happening or not.
We're going to talk about it. As long as it's infringing on people's liberty, it's going to get talked about on this show. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, Please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything you want in these remaining moments. We have time for you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And join us on our chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, Ian.
Chris.
Nobody.
Don't forget, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. And the AMP program, where I want to say thanks to Pizza Cake Man, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Pizza Cake Man contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. It helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. And if that's something that is valuable to you, then please head over to amp.freetalklive.com, as Pizza Cake Man has done. And it's $5 a month. You can use your credit card, debit card, you can use PayPal, or if you're crazy, Bitcoin BTC. We will take that from you.
Pay that $25 fee. One more time.
You might want to,
in for BCH.
If your wallet supports you, you might want to lower that fee. It'll probably still get delivered, just there. Not right away.
But even the lower fees are crazy. Yeah. So we can continue here. I wanted to get into this story since I got you on the show tonight, Nobody. You know a thing or two about psilocybin, as I do as well.
Oh, it's true.
And NewAtlas.com reporting that there's a new study presenting the first published data from preliminary human trials investigating the effect of psilocybin-assisted psychotherapy to treat major depressive disorder.
Hmm.
The incredibly positive results have been described as just a, quote, taste of things to come, unquote, with a larger Phase 2 trial well underway. The Food and Drug Administration has granted psilocybin, the primary psychoactive compound in magic mushrooms, a breakthrough therapy designation on two occasions over the past 24 months. Initially, the designation...
Isn't it great that the government spent billions to protect us from this?
On the war on drugs, you mean? Fighting this, putting people in prison over this? Yeah. Initially, the designation was granted to help accelerate trials for severe treatment-resistant depression. But more recently, the classification focused on trials for major depressive disorder. Over the last few years, promising preliminary research has shown psilocybin to potentially be effective in helping terminal cancer patients manage their end-of-life anxiety.
Wow.
And the idea there being that if you are on a psychedelic, you may have a more of a likelihood to sort of come to terms with the idea that your life isn't going to last forever and that death isn't a scary thing. And it can kind of change perspectives for people on
I've
that.
I've definitely had... they've helped me come to terms with a lot of things.
Absolutely. Initial psilocybin trials focusing on depression concentrated specifically on treatment-resistant depression, a clinical classification that categorizes patients suffering from MDD who have not responded effectively to at least two different pharmacological antidepressant treatments during a current depressive episode. So to translate that, that means that the standard allopathic medicine methods of treating depression are not working for these people.
I'm really curious as to what kind of therapy they're doing. Is it cognitive behavioral?
That is a good question.
That's what they were doing with addicts that had that was having great response with both psilocybin and LSD.
In this case, they say this MDD, which is, again, major depressive disorder, is much more common, with some estimates suggesting over 300 million people worldwide suffering from this debilitating condition. While a larger Phase 2 trial
is
testing...
Is that before or after the pandemic?
Yeah, that's a good question. While a larger Phase 2 trial testing psilocybin for MDD is currently underway, this new study in the Journal of JAMA Psychiatry, and I think that's Journal of American Medicine Association, offers the first peer-reviewed published data showing efficacy for this particular mental health condition. This small preliminary trial recruited 24 subjects with at least 2 years of documented history of depression. All of the subjects were required to wean off of any antidepressant treatment before the trial commenced. So they were clean from the medications they'd been on. And the story here says depression was assessed using the standard GRID Hamilton Depression Scale rating. The severe depression scores of 24 or higher on the scale, while 7 or less is classified as no depression. At the beginning of the study, the average score for the cohort was 23. So these were severely depressed people. The treatment process resembled the general protocol used in most psilocybin studies. Two doses of psilocybin were administered to each subject, spaced 2 weeks apart. A number of psychotherapy sessions both preceded and followed the active psilocybin sessions. The results were undoubtedly impressive, with 71% of the cohort displaying more than a 50% reduction in depressive symptoms at the 4-week follow-up. So,
wow.
4 weeks after the treatment, 71% of these people had a more than 50% reduction in symptoms. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, and it's not, and the reason Big Pharma hates it is it actually cures.
That's right.
It's not something that you have to keep going
redosing
back and taking every single day for the rest of your life.
I mean, you could, but...
I mean, you could, and you'd probably have a good old time.
Well, you can also microdose on psilocybin fairly effectively and not even trip. That's a possibility, too.
Yeah, though, well, I mean, I've microdosed, and you do trip somewhat.
A little bit.
But yeah, it's amazing therapy.
Here's a little more about the results.
I really wish we could skin some of the drug warriors alive to celebrate.
Well, I don't think that's something you would want to revel in somebody else's pain.
They reveled in mine. What the hell?
Yeah, I understand.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Yeah, I do feel for your desire for revenge, but it definitely is not the way to go.
It's not healthy.
Yeah.
The average depression score for the cohort had dropped from 23 down to 8 a month later, and more than half of the group were considered to be in remission. Quote, the magnitude of the effect we saw was about 4 times larger than what clinical trials have shown for traditional antidepressants on the market. So 4 times the effect, said Alan Davis from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine and corresponding author of the study. He said further, quote, because most other depression treatments take weeks or months to work and may have undesirable effects, this could be a game changer if these findings hold up in future gold standard placebo-controlled clinical trials. And I've known people on these antidepressants, the medical ones, like the clinical stuff.
It's not good.
And they always talk about all the awful side effects. Mm-hmm. Sex drive goes to zero. I know an old co-host of mine used to break out in like a tremendous like pimples all over his back. And you know, if you thought you were attractive before, now you're not.
talk about getting depressed.
Yeah, exactly.
My first AA sponsor committed suicide
on antidepressants.
Yeah.
Well, they cause suicide.
Sometimes they cause murder.
Never had suicidal ideation.
Yeah. Right. A lot of these kids at the school shootings are on these things, and they murder people before they suicide themselves. So very, very positive results here. Now, the study isn't without its limitations. It is a small sample with no placebo, so clearer data from larger trials are important. But the only a short follow-up period limits the ability to understand the longer-term benefits of the therapy. But it is a start. However, psychedelic research pioneer Roland Griffiths suggests it's impressive to see these kind of results from a broad population of MDD patients. Prior psilocybin studies have focused on narrow mental health conditions, such as terminal cancer patients, but MDD is a more general condition with a wide variety of manifestations. He says, quote, because there are several types of major depressive disorders that may result in variation in how people respond to treatment, I was surprised that most of our study participants found the psilocybin treatment to be effective. Now, remember, we're talking about people who failed with the major medications. Mm-hmm. So, like, these guys are seriously depressed, and this had a huge impact on them. Philanthropist Tim Ferriss, who financially supported the study, calls this new research critically important proof of concept. A well-known advocate for psychedelic medicine, Ferriss says these promising results are only the beginning of a major paradigm shift in mental health treatment. He wrote, quote, how do we explain the incredible magnitude and durability of effects? Treatment research with moderate to high doses of psychedelics may uncover entirely new paradigms for understanding and improving mood and mind. This is a taste of things to come from Johns Hopkins. So, kudos.
Johns Hopkins does a lot of good work on that.
Yeah, that's some pretty impressive results, and it's very initial. They're going with a 7-site phase 2 trial currently underway, testing the efficacy of a single psilocybin dose, bookended by several psychotherapy sessions in a much larger sample size of MDD subjects. So we'll hopefully find out more about this as this trial is hoped to reach completion sometime in 2021. And what better time to do this than now? When people are more depressed than they've ever been.
Oh, very true.
So check out freedomdecrypted.com. Hopefully soon that site will be back online.
Yeah, it should be back on by tomorrow at 5.
All right, cool. For more of Chris, and stay tuned on dlive.lrn.fm and twitch.lrn.fm as Nobody Tells the Truth kicks off at 10:30 Eastern Time tonight. And we'll see you then. freetalklive.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.